Lemaise, Amalek is mentioned in Tanakh several times. Somebody came to ask a normal yeshiva bocher, where is Amalek mentioned the first time in Tanakh? Not too many people would know, but ben milchemes arbo, melochim es hachamisho, shteid vayavoyu ad sde ha'amaleki. The Ramban says, Amaleki, there was no Amalek. Amalek is the Chayenikol. He was born as a descendant of Esav. We're talking about Avraham Avinu's Zeiten. So the Ramban says that this is a place which in the future is going to be Amaleki. But that's the first time he's mentioned Amalek. And it's a sugi b'fnei atzma, we're not going to be married, because we'd like to talk about something specific. Kal Yisrael goes out of Mitzrayim, they come to Refidim, Rofi Yedem in HaTorah, comes Amalek, Vayova Amalek, Vayilochem Yisrael b'Refidim. Vayachaloish Yeshua es Amalek ves Amoy l'fi Chorev. We spoke many times in Sefer Yeshua, why is Yeshua the one who is designated to be the one holding the Muhammad with Amalek? We find Amalek again in Sefer Shoftim, where the Amaleki comes together with the Moavim and the Amoinim to Irat Morim. The Amaleki comes and holds a milchama. But Bederech Agav, the very first time that we find a real milchama, milchames Amalek, is in Sefer Shmuel Aleph, the Haftorah, which we're going to read this coming Shabbos Parsha Zohar. It says that Shmuel Anovi tells Shaul HaMelech, Leich ve'acharamto esachatoim esamolek. As we see over here, give me one of the pages. Me'ish ve'ad isho. Me'ish ve'ad isho mo'il ve'ad yoinek. You gotta kill men, women, babies, and everyone else, animals, everything, everybody has to be killed by Amalek. This is the first time Klal Yisrael is in Eretz Yisrael. This is, although we had already two previous milchamos, Klal Yisrael is in Eretz Yisrael, and they are having a milchamos Amalek. Shaul goes, and he's not mekayim the mitzvah the way he was instructed. He kills the Noshim, he kills the Taf, he kills the man, he doesn't kill the animals, and he doesn't kill Agog Melech Amalek. Comes back from the Milchama, and he tells Shmuel Anovi, who sent him to the Shlichus, comes back, and he says, Vayovo Yishmuel Shaul, Vayomel Shaul, Baruch Atol Hashem, Hakimoisi es Dvar Hashem. Did you ever see anything more bizarre and strange for somebody who was chayta, lost his malchus, and saying Hakimoisi es Dvar Hashem? If you will have a chance, again, I don't know, this forthcoming week before Purim, I would like to say a shiur about this Hakimoisi es Dvar Hashem. Shaul went with a cheshbon. He did not omit and kill, did not kill Agog just because of he was chayta. Selecting them grace zach. And just in a nutshell, if you dafka want to know, Shaul had a ruach hakodesh that the bnei bon of this Agog is marrying the same night he's marrying a shivcha. They gave him a shivcha, she was Nisabra, and Homan HaRosha comes out of this. Not only Homan HaRosha comes out of this, but Rab Shmuel Bar Shelas in the Sugya Sagmor in Sanhedrin and in Gittin is a descendant of Homan, who is a descendant of Agog, who was left behind purposely per Abyanus and Ibishitz and others, Dafko, in order not to be eradicating Torah Shebaal Peh. So we're going to leave that alone. It's a subject, a topic with Nehasma. I would very much like to speak about it separately, but tonight we're going to be speaking about something else. The life expectancy of Agog after the time that Shaul does not kill him is one night. That's the night, the state in the Medrash, he gave him a shifcha and she was Nisaber. The next morning, you have to know how it fits into the psukim, Agog comes in Ma'adonis, and he wasn't so much Shpatzirin because he was locked up, he was cuffed, according to Chazal. And he thought, he saw, as I state in Midrashim, as a Psaish Bar Tzuro, the Shmuel Anovi is a Psav, Efsher at Hom Rachmones, he thought. And then when that, Achein, Sar, Mara Moves, I'm getting killed. Vayeshasef Shmuel es Agog Lefi Chorev. And when he kills him, he says, Kasher Shiklo Noshim Charbecho, Kentishkal Minoshim Imecho. Your Cherev was there, you are Russia, you are Moleki, you killed so many people. So as a reciprocation, Kasher Shiklo Noshim Charbecho, you made people Shakulis. And by the way, the word Shakulis in Tanakh appears only in somebody who lost a child. There is no Shakulo Noshim, although some Eforshim would like to suggest that this Shakulo is the husband's, or Bepashtes Shakulo, we do not find. Shakulo is Aim Shakulo, means somebody who lost a child. Kasher Shiklo Minoshim Charbecho, Kentishka Minoshim Mecha. I once mentioned here the Shaila I heard from Chaim Kanievsky. What's his mother doing alive? Shtishka Minoshim. If his mother is Amalek, he has to kill her. Why didn't he kill the mother Medina Amalek? But we will not discuss it now. And apparently he kills the Midin Ritzayach and not Midin Amalek. He says, Kasher Shiklo Noshim Charbecho, Ketishka, you are Ritzayach, and the Ritzayach is due to be killed as a Ritzayach. And the question, the very famous question is, why didn't he kill him Midin Amalek? I mean, the whole sugya, the whole psukim, the whole parsha is a parsha, Leich ve'arakteh sachatoim is Amalek, and he tells them, you did not fulfill the mitzvah. Okay? Why didn't you fulfill the mitzvah? Because you were chas al atzoin, and he said, I want to bring korbanos, etc., etc. Eves Agog, you brought back Chai. So the first thing that Shmuel Hanovi, who was melech together with the Gemara in Tmura, says, Gemara in Zvachim state, Shmuel and Shaul were melochim b'Yis HaShoah. There was one year that were co-melochim. Shmuel Hanovi was a melech together with Shaul for one year. So Shmuel Hanovi should have killed Agog, Midin Amalek. What is this coming to tell him? Kasher Shiklo Minoshim Charbecho, Tishka Minoshim Yimecho. Years ago, I heard from the Rebbe Pavarsky, may say over B'Shem Oimri, he said, very poshet, aposhet teres, he said, Enachanami, he could have killed Midin Amalek. But Amalek is Mikol HaBolayot, Shita Sarambam, Shita Sayreim, Shita Sachinuch, Shita Saramban, all the Meine HaMitzvahs, there is no specific Misa designated for Amalek. Ritzeach is Dinoi B'Saif. So he had a cherev in his hand, and his vayeshasef is going to behead him. So he's telling him that the fact that I'm beheading you, he's not saying a teretz under him. Can't hagen an al tamolik. Now what it says vayeshasef Shmuel is agog lufi cherev. The reason why he killed him lufi cherev is because the mitzvah of hagen and roitzech is not becholdover, it's besaif. So the reason why he's saying kasher shiklo minoshim charbecho, he beheads him for whatever reason he found. He didn't want to kill him stam kacha. He killed him by taking off his head, by beheading him. So he's telling him, Kasher Shiklo Minoshim Charbecho, Kentishkol Minoshim Imecho. You. As I have gesagt, as they come there. Even by. Vada Akum is a din of Saif. He has a din of Saif. Yeah, it's Efshalik Haim Shneim. By Akum, all the Shivas Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, Eim Isos Bnei Noach is Eim Isos Elo B'Saif. But by Mechia Samolik is Bechol Dover. So he's telling him, I'm using a knife, I'm not getting involved. But the question is being asked throughout generations, starting from Rabbeinu and Eibishitz, going through the house of the Briskerov, different generations with different terutzim. And today, maybe, we will complete a puzzle going to the other side of the war, and maybe at the end we'll be able to wrap it up totally. Korah Hashem is mamlochis Yisrael me'alecho v'nesono l'reach ha'toy b'meko v'gam netzach Yisrael l'yishakev l'yichazev ki l'yodom u'l'yichazev. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him you lost it. You are not the king anymore from this moment on. Shaul goes back home and he's still around. Machlekes four-way machlekes Rishonim in Tanakh says that the total amount of Shaul's malchus for shtei shonim molach al Yisrael. Rashi, the Radak, the Pashtonim of the Mikra is that Shaul did not hold his melucha for more than 2 years. Others want to say it's 2 years from this time, it's 3 years total. The Barbanel lived different pshatim, but Shaul lost the malchus right then and there. Because Baruch Hu tells Shmuel, you know what, I want you to go and crown David to become a melech. He goes to Beis Lechem, the whole story, he chooses David of one of the sons of Yishai. He crowns him by putting the Shemen HaMishcha on his head. And David becomes a melech. Shaul is still in the picture. We will soon see he is still in the picture. Shmuel is afraid, and Shaul is in the picture. Shmuel is afraid that Shaul, his best friend, his buddy, he told him in the Nevuah, but in essence, Lemaise is Nochal Tzamelech. He's going to hear that idea. I went and behind his back crowned Psaingel Dalton. It's not going to work out. He's afraid. He's telling Kodesh Boch what's going to be. People are going to snitch on me back and forth. He makes him into a crowning melech, and the next thing we know, Shmuel dies. Shmuel dies in Misabalanim, and Shaul wants to finish up the job. Which job? He wants to finish the job. 3 times he had fights with the Plishtim. He never won the war. Now he says, I got to take care of this. This is the end of my malchus. While I'm still a lame duck as the end of my kingdom, I got to finish the business. So he goes and he starts asking the Urim V'Tumim. The Urim V'Tumim, Abal Aneinu, Abal Aneinu. There's no answer, no reply to Shaul because he lost the malchus. Melech is Nishal Burim. He tried several times, says in Psukim, V'Loyola B'Yodah. Shmuel is not around. There's a guy out there, David, who is still afraid. He's in the woods. He's Nimshach, but he's not acting king. He's an acting king. He wants to go to Melchama. Don't look at Shaul just because he made a chet. Kol ha'imer Shaul chota ena elatoya. Is bochol le'nimtza kemo isa b'Yisrael. And Shaul HaMelech wants to know, should he go to Melchama with Plishtim or not? He does not go out to Melchama without asking V'Urim V'Tumim. And the Urim V'Tumim do not answer. He says, you know what? I'm going to take an alternate route. I'm going to go to a woman, a balas oiv ve'yidoini, and I'm going to ask her to bring up the neshama of Shmuel. I'm not telling you chassidish emaises or stories from Korasuch HaChomeinu. I'm telling you psukim mefuroshim in the end of Sefer Shmuel Aleph. They tell him, why are you going to an oiv? You know you're not supposed to go to an oiv. He's going to an oiv. She comes up, she says, who are you? He gets dressed up. FIFA service. Could you please bring up Shmuel? Soon as he brings up Shmuel, by the way, Shmuel doesn't come up himself. Moin Chagiga says, I slept meet Moshe Rabbeinu if I ate us to Steindol. Shmuel comes up. The lady sees, the Baal HaSaif sees Shmuel. She gets petrified. He says, I didn't know you, Shaul HaMelech. You lied to me. He says, listen. He says, Shaul, I have a problem. Shmuel, I have a problem. I got to finish the job with Plishtim. I know you impeached me. I want to go out to Melchama. Should I or shouldn't I? Urim V'tumim don't answer my phone calls. Should I or shouldn't I? Tells him, Shmuel, no. Kodesh Baruch Hu is moyes you for being a melech. Do not complete the job. It's going to be your grave end. If you're going to go, you're going to die, and your 3 sons are going to die with you. Shaul does not listen. While he's there, Ochish Melech Gatz takes David, and he sends him into one of the Orim next to between the 5 Orim Plishtim called Tziklog. And during that time of Tziklog, David HaMelech makes a mini milchama against Amalek. And he manages to kill 400 Amalekim while this whole thing is taking place in another part of Eretz Yisrael, because Shaul is making the milchama with the Plishtim in Hara Gilboya in the north. David is making a milchama with the Amalekim down south in Tziklog. This is happening, by the way. David HaMelech, 2 wives, Achinoyam HaYisraelis and Avigail, are being captured as prisoners of war by the Amalek. And Shaul, David goes, he goes from Muhammad, he's Matzliach, he kills all the Amalekim and he frees his wives. This is all Psukim and Furoshim at the end of Sefer Shmuel for the Glei Masidazah Sefer. Oh, so that's also a Shaila. But there were a residual amount of Amalekim that were left. They came from Zde Edoim and they parked themselves in Tziklag. Where David is staying, he's gathering together his Chevre and he's making a mini Milchemes Amalek and he frees his wives and other people who were kept. There were other people that kept. Anyhow. Shaul goes out to the Milchama. The Plishtim come. They shoot arrows. They kill everyone. Toizen to Yidin are being killed. There was a major loss of this battle in Har HaGilboa. And all of a sudden, in that Milchama, they come to Plishtim and they're running to him. They're cornering Shaul HaMelech. Shaul HaMelech made a cheshbon. If I'm going to get killed right now by the Plishtim, so for Sidgein Arum in the history, down in history, Shaul HaMelech, who was fighting his whole life against the Plishtim, was killed by the Plishtim at the end. This is how he ended off his life. So he takes another decision to commit suicide. He takes his cherev, his chonis, puts it on the ground, and he falls on the chonis, and he becomes a goises. First, he asks his boy, one of his shamoshim, Yeregabe, please kill me. And the shamish says, I'm not killing you. And then he meets a Nar Amaleki, who is coming from the Zdeh Amulchomo. He was Amaleki, he was a Ger Amaleki. He comes up to Gilboa. Question if he came from there, from Tziklag, was he from the people? He was Megair, his father was Megair. I'm not getting involved. And he tells him, look at them, you see they're 200 feet away. I'm still alive, I'm a Gracious, but I'm still alive. You know what? Do me a favor, make what the Israelis call Vidu Ariga, confirm my death. It's going to take me another 5 minutes. If I'm going to be alive for an extra 5 minutes, the Plishtim are going to come, they shoot an arrow, they say, they killed me, they'll take me, they'll kill me. You kill me, and this way it's known when the Plishtim came, I was dead already. He listens to him, he takes the Cherev, Pashtus, according to most Rishonim, he used the same Cherev that Shaul committed suicide. This is the end of Sefer Shmuel Aleph. Beginning of Sefer Shmuel Bez, take a look by you. Let's read a few psukim. David shov me'akoyses ha'amolek. Vayeshev David betziklag yomim b'shnayim. Vayi b'yom ha'shlishi. V'hine ish bo min ha'machanem yishol u'burgodov kruim ve'adom al reishoy. Vayi b'voy al David vayi pol arce v'yishtach. A kid comes over. Vayom eloi David. Ei mizeh tovoy. Vayom eloi mi'machane Yisrael nimlatati. I'm a refugee from Shaul's milchom. Vayomer lav David, ma hoya dover haged noli, vayomer asher naso omina milchomo. They all ran away, vegam har benofo mino om, vayomusu, vegam shol, vayonason, benoi mesu. They all died, including David, including Shaul and Yonason. Vayomer David lanar, a magid, ech your data ki mei shol, how do you know? I mean, you come from the Muhammad from Vanaveste. Vayomer anar, a magid, nikroi nikresi behara gilboya. By coincidence, I happen to be in Hara Gilboya. V'hinei Shaul nishon al chanisoi, v'hinei arechev ubar le aparoshim idbiku, v'yifen acharai, v'yoymer acharov, v'yirani, v'yikro elai, v'yomer inayin, v'yolo mi atom, v'yomer elob amoleki anoichi. V'yomer elob amoid no olai hu masesayni ki achazani ha-shavots. I'm a goises, but I need to be completely killed. Kol oid nafshi bi, I'm still having my last gasp of oxygen. Va'emod olo va'emoyseseyu, I have done what he instructed me to do. Ki yodati ki lo yichi acharei nofloi. I knew that he has no chance to stay alive. Vo'ekach es ha'nezer, I took the crown, ve'esai etz odo, those war symbol he's wearing on his shoulder. Asher azroi va'aviyem el anoydi, here, you're probably happy, you're fighting with your father, ex-father-in-law, all the years, I'm telling you, here he is, he's dead, and here's the two confirmations, the crown and the etz odo. Vayoyimer David elanar, ey mizeat, who are you? Vayoyimer loy ben ishamoleki anoichi nochamo. Vayoyimer David, eich leyoreisol ishloyach yodcho leshaches Mashiach Hashem. How dare you to kill who? Mashiach Hashem? Shaul HaMelech, Mashiach Hashem, you're killing the king? Vayikre David leecho min haneorim, David called one of his boys, Vayoyimer gesh pgaboy. Vayokeyu vayomois, the kid, the shliach of David is killing this Nar Amaleki. Vayomer of David, domcho al hoishcho, ki picho ono becho le oimor, You know what? You're a dead man. You yourself confessed that you killed Mashiach Hashem. You're a dead man. State in Mechilta in Parshas Beshalach. Take a look at the Mechilta in Parshas Beshalach. It says that if you look at the Mechilta in Parshas Beshalach, you know, we'll start before the Mechilta. Let me ask you, I would like to ask you five questions. Pesach night, we asked four questions. I would like to ask five questions. Pashtas Apsukim, you read the Pasuk Alpanov, he killed him, Midin. How did he kill him? Because he killed Shaul. How does David know he killed Shaul? Because he said, the halacha is, we know, there's a major distinction, Shiva Bochim sitting here, in Momenes is halacha of, but this is only by moment, by knas, by lav, by misa, and you know the mesim asmei rosha. If a person comes along and says, I was mechal Shabbos, I killed someone, you're not listening to him. The halacha is, ain't odom mesim asmei rosha. Question number one, ain't odom mesim asmei rosha. Okay. Question number two, again, he has Amalek. If you trust what he says Amalek yanoichi. So kill him b'din Amalek. Again, no hamol. Whoever, a repeat of the story of Shmuel killing Agog midin roitzayach, and so too David kills the Amaleki midin roitzayach boidas hatzma. Why doesn't he kill him midin Amalek? Question number two. Question number three. If he did kill him midin roitzayach, what does he say ki orakto es Mashiach Hashem? You know what? Teire is not discriminating. It doesn't make a difference. You can kill a homeless guy. You can kill Melch Yisrael. In Hilchus Reitzeach, if Tznoim, he has to be a Godel, he has to be Bar Kayomo, it can be a Nefel, can be a Trefe, can be a Geises, but he is a Alebedik a Mensch. Domcho, Omcho, Becho, Ki Ratzachto, who cares who you killed? Psmachto, Psa, Dramatische Wort, Ki Orakto, Es Mashiach Hashem, you killed the king. Psmachto, Gressere, Chiyuv, Retziche, for killing a king, for killing a Pashat Ayid. Another question, David comes along, he tells him the whole story. Shaul asked me, who are you? And I said, I'm Aleki Anoichi. Then David asked him, tell me, Nochamol, where bist du? You know, sounds like he's coming to be fahered in Brisk. Where bist du? I just told you a story. I came, and I told Shaul, asked me, who are you? And I said, I'm Aleki. So he asked me again. I'm a Shakran, so I was a Shakran by him, I'm a Shakran by you. What is he repeating himself, Nochamol? And final question, he was a Geisus. We know the halacha is, if somebody kills a Geisus b'dei shamayim, is chayev. What's a Geisus b'dei shamayim? Somebody goes to the nursing home, doctor says he's going to die in 24 hours, you kill him, you roitzeach, afleishike roitzeach lemehadrin v'ashgocha sabadatz. Somebody is Geisus b'dei odom, which means somebody already shot an arrow, so exactly the story here we show, so you're not chayev amidin roitzeach. The Rambam says you chayev, misa b'dei shamayim, but the chiyuv misa of Reitzeach is not there by a Geisus. So the question is, how does David kill him, midin Reitzeach, whereby he killed somebody who has a din of a Geisus? Look at the Mechilta. Here is the Mechilta. Rabbi Lozor Oimer, Nishba amokoim bekisa akovet shaloi, shim yova mikolo umoi shiyekablu, ula amolok ulebeiso shaloi yekablu. If anyone of any of the nations comes who would like to convert to become a ger, yekablu. Amolek ubeisu lo yekablu. How do we know that? Shteit mechilte. Shenem avayov yedovid lanar amagid eim zehato vayomer ben ish ger amolek yanoichi. In the second he tells him that nizkar le dovid beoisu sho ma shenem le moishe rabbeinu. Im yovoi מכל הוא מסניס גאי יקבלו, מבייסו שלא יקבלו, מיד ויאמר דובי דומכו על ראשכו, כי פיכו עונו בכל לקח נאמה מדוי הדוי. If I were to read face value the Mechilta, שתית כלו המחילתה, he killed the מדין המולק. It says that if there would be a din of מקבלו מגרי מהמולק, so could be the gayrus who would be מחפי, would become a yid. But since nizkar David ba'is ha'sho, ganz ish tekotayr, nizkar David ba'is ha'sho, shim yavoyu ma'akamleh ma'amleh yikablu, lekach ne'emor midodo. You were made that you are Malaki, and since the gerus is not ma'il, semeilu yuchayv misan ha'molek. It's very modne, ki ilu the mechilta is trying to cheat. Domcho ona b'cho, look what it says, shenemar, domcho apriki picho ona b'cho, what's the end of the pasuk? The Mechilta machzach nishvisendik. The end of the pasuk is he killed the Medin Ritzach. The Mechilta Kim says that you're not mekabel gerim amolek, and therefore that's the obvious question. Kiyilu the mechilti cuts off the pasuk in the middle of picha on a b'cho. What's the picha with a what? That you killed, and therefore you chayv al tzrotzeach. So first, hakter do shleik kablu midin amalek. Do avos gemir simcha. Rabbi Yisimcha says it in one line. Okay, Rabbi Yisimcha says it in one line. Timcha zecher amalek. Look at Rabbi Yisimcha. A goin is for Rabbi Yisimcha. Timcha zecher amalek. Vehodo amru b'mechilte. Shehorag ger amalek ishei mekavu ger me'amalek. Haynu lekach harogoy boido as atzmoy. Kimoy benoyach shenemar al pi atzmoy. Ubor. Dover poshut. This halacha of ein odom meisim atzmoy rosho is a halacha only in Israel. Oba goy is nerag beedechot beisho uboido as atzmoy. The halacha of ein odom meisim atzmoy rosho does not apply to a goy. If a goy in shiras mitzvah benoyach is not allowed to kill somebody, he says I killed, he gets killed. The reason for that being is shteitim minchas chinuch because odom korev etzel atzmoy and there's no psul kurva by a goy. That's what minchas chinuch says a shtikol Torah. But a goy is neherag beiro as atzmoy. So the Mechilta says, Mechilta was bothered with the question, how is David accepting it? I know the meisim atzmoy rosho. Teretz is ein mekabun gerim me'amolach. So mele the edus is not chal. If the edus is not chal, is a benoyach. Is a benoyach, he killed them beiro as atzmoy. And therefore he be'emes killed them midin reitzeach. He didn't kill. He killed them midin reitzeach. If there would be mekablin gerim amolek, then he would become a yid. He would become a yid. Since a mekablin niskal dovid boi soshay mekablin gerim amolek, mele he bribes a goy. If he bribes a goy, mele I could picho ono becho ubo. And the teretz on the kashe. Somebody asked, how did he kill? How do you kill the guy who is goyges haritzeach? We know that benoyach is chayev ala ubrim, and is chayev ala treifu, and is chayev ala goyses. So Mimele, we have a very nice Rabbi Simcha in one line patterned up three kashes. He says he ain't mekabel gerim me'amolek. Mimele the geris is not chal. Mimele blyped a benoyach and the benoyach is nerek boi ro'as hatzmoy. And not only is nerek boi ro'as hatzmoy, the aloche is that a goises benoyach is chayv ala goises. You know benoyach is chayv ala ubrin also. Moshe Feinstein is a psak. If somebody needs to do an abortion, need to kill a baby, you should take a Yiddish doctor and not a Goyish doctor, because Yisrael is not Mitzuvah ala Ubrim, and a Benoyach is Mitzuvah ala Ubrim. Psak for a Moshe. Baal Koponim, a Benoyach is Mitzuvah ala Goyises, the problem is, the einzig problem is, alts good and fine and dandy. Look at the Rambam. The Rambam, we held once this Rambam here of Tish by Ochon. Look at the Rambam. The Rambam steht azeh. Gzeras hakosuv sheim emisim beizim velo malkin es ha'odom beidu aspiv elo al pi shnayim eidim. Veze shehorag Yoshua es ochon. Vedovid leger amoleki beidu aspiv. The Rambam is bothered with the question, how did he kill him beidu aspiv? Hoi roas sho iso. Oi din malchusoy. אבל סנהדרין ממיסים ולא מלכים עמוד בעביר שמניטרפו לא דייתו בדובר זה שם מנעמי לימורי נפש הוא המחק עם לומוס שתוקם החרובס בביטנום ומשליך עם עצמו מעל הגגויס שם כן זה יובה ויום הדובר של ריאוסו כדי שיהורר וכלול של דובר גזיירס מלכות. רם says why is ain't no the מיסים עצמו ראשי person is not נהרג בידעס עצמו. רם asked the kasha. רם מתגר את הקשה. How is דוד killed the גר המולייקי? So Rambam is a kash. It's nish unz a kash. Rambam is a kash. So the Rambam is a rosho. So the Rambam seems specifically and precisely that he didn't kill him. He didn't benoyach as neerg boiro asatzma. Boiro asatzma like a meis simcha says. The Rambam says there is no nafkemina between benoyach and Yisrael. And the only reason why he killed him is bedina rosho. As I state in the Rambam. That's number one. Number two, the Mechilte, Pashtes the Mechilte, weiss tois he killed him bedina molik. Says lekach ne'emah midoyer doyer. The end, the punchline, the last four words of the Mechilta. Lekach ne'emah midoyer doyer. This mitzvah mechias hamolek. Okay, the chiyev mechias hamolek is neig b'kol aderes. Even though the Mechilta is shver, because the pesukim vayistoyse killed the medin reitzeach, but al kuponim he killed the medin hamolek, not medin reitzeach. So what do we have over here? We have a Mechilta that's machzach nishvisendik from the whole reitzeach. He's talking about the din hamolek. We have over here Psukim meforashim that he killed him kivyochol midin reitzeach. Whoever Meir Simcha that wants to come and say a patent, he killed him midin reitzeach because Amolek is only a chetim tzei, he shouldn't be mekabel the geiris, and therefore you kill him takim midin reitzeach. And you have a Rambam, the Rambam says it's not true because emes reitzeach that comes in and confess I killed somebody, you're not killing him. Why? Because Eino the Mesim Atzmi Rosh, none of Kimini by Goy by Yisrael, the Rambam doesn't go for that Teretz. And the Rambam says that the reason why he killed him was a Rosh, the Amalchus a Rosh. Vostutzach, I would like to make a comprehensive piece between all the pieces. In order to tell you that, I'll give you a little introduction. There was a very rich man lived in the Carmel in Perek Chofheim, Shmuel Aleph. His name was Novol. He was a Ish Rama'alolim, as described in the Psukim. He had a wife, Avigail. She was a Yefastoyer, una gewaldike kluge foy. This man was a multimillionaire, and David HaMelech goes with his Koilel, younger light, and he, right after David gets the started the Pravid Rebisteve, he was Nimshach al Yadei Shmuel, he goes over and he sends 10 younger light to Novel. He says, you know, say Erev Rosh Hashanah, as he stated in Rashi in Shmuel. He says, Erev Rosh Hashanah, anyway, Shechti, you're making a feast, you're throwing a party. Shika Bisseldorf for the Koilel younger light. And who is saying that? David. He says, David? There, David, the Ingle, the Dos, the one who was undermining the Shaul HaMelech, as a low life Tom, I couldn't care less, not about David, and not about Benisha, and not about the Melech. Get out of here, get lost out of my property. David gets very upset about what he's saying, not getting involved the whole thing, and decided he's going to rage a milchama. It takes 400 chayalim to go and kill Novel HaKarmeli. On the way, his wife, Avigail, somebody comes and tips her off and says, you know what, your husband is as nasty as always. And he went and he made a chutzpah nyaka to the new king. He says, who are you? I don't listen to you. I'm not giving anything. And she knows that he's on the way to kill. She goes down the hill. David goes down the hill. They meet in the Eimek. Look at the Gemara and Megillah in Daf Yud Aleph. The Gemara says, out of the 8 women that were nevias, one of them is Avigail. Okay? Shteit hazeh. Avigail, how do you know Avigail is a head Ruach HaKodesh? Dixi v'irocheves halachamo v'yoredet b'sesara. B'sesara, omino omi boyle, omel rabbe bar shmoy, melamed sheboska al iskei dam abomin astorim. Melamed shenot lo dam b'cheiko v'heira soloi. She was cool. She stops him in the way to Muhammad to kill her husband. She comes to vise him a mare. She's showing him a mare of a domi. Omar lo v'chiroim dam b'laylo. Not allowed to see dam at night. You could see dam at night, but he asked her. Omro loy v'chidonin din nefashas balaylo. I heard that you took my husband, and he decided he's chayv misa. So what are you talking to me for? If you don't do business at night, hold your horses. Omar lo moired b'malchusu v'loy tzorich lemidayne. You know what? Your husband, we don't need a beis din. He's a moired b'malchus. I can kill him without any beis din. You know what? Shoal, because Boch impeached him, but he's still around. We call it in French demi-saison. It's between the periods, but he's not his king. He told her, I don't have to be Dan Novel Kameli in Beis Din. There's no Din in Nefashes Balayla because he's Moyer de Malchus. She tells him, Adayin Shol Kayev Aliyot Zetiva Chobayim. Look at the Mishnah Melech in Parshas Drachim. Zog the Mishnah Melech, Nimtzeinu Lameidim, Shavigayel Vedovido Yichalukim Bedin. Shedovido Yosobo Shemeshor Shenim Shechal Yedei Shmuel Yesh Lo Din Melech Vav Shadayin Shol Kayev. Vavigayel Sever Shein Lo Din Melech Av Shekvar Nimshoch Al Yedei Shmuel Machar Shadayin Shol Kayev. What's the Machlekes of Avigayel and David? By the way, she goes back home. She stops this rage of David. She comes to her husband. He gets a heart attack. He dies. And the next couple of weeks, she gets married to David. She's one of David's wife, who is captured in Mucheves, Amolek, and Tziklag. She and her counterpartner, Achinoyama Israelis. Okay? But she stops him. And Zog de Mishnah Melech Parshas Drachim, the Machlekes was, we have a time where Shaul is impeached because he didn't finish the job of Amolek. And David was already Nimshach, but he's still not an acting king. So the Machlekes was, he said, he has a din of Moir B'malchus, Novel HaKarmeli. Why? Because he's already Nimshach LeMelech. She tells him, Adayin Shol Kayom V'Loyotzo Tivacho Be'olam, Yuteva is not Yoytze Be'olam. It's not enough to be Nimshach LeMelech, you have to be acting king. And so long that David is still here around, alive and kicking, you don't have a din melech. Mel is no din moyer b'malchus. Mel, if you want to take him, you have to take him for the entire. But Lilo is no din entire. She was mevatla, she canceled out the whole thing. Shitas haramban hayedua, and so is shitas hayereim. Look at the Ramban. Okay, v'yesh meforshim, what's ki yod al kesko? Kasher tiye yod al kes Hashem, tiye milchom al Hashem ba'amolek. V'chein hiye midoy ledoy v'ayyun, kasher yemelech b'Yisrael, yoyshev al kisi Hashem, ilochem ma'amolek. V'u remez l'shol l'arishim, v'chein midoy do, kol melech l'Yisrael chayv l'ilochem. Whoever machlekes arishayinim, shitas haramban, shitas hayereim, Ayreim, that the whole mitzvah of Mechias HaMolech is a mitzvah which is only on the Melech. And Yochid and Yochid, there is no Melech, there is no mitzvah of Mechias HaMolech. Azei Yishita Saramban HaYeduo in Parshas B'Shalach, Yishita Sayreim HaYeduo. Now let's make the Cheshbon, put the whole thing together. Vayoyimer David, I'm telling you Hamtso, listen to a new Mahalach in the Maiseh, of the Heintik after, of the next Shabbos Dik after. Vayomer Elov David, Domcho al Roishcho kepircho ono becho anoichi metatzis Mashiach Hashem. He did tell him you killed Mashiach Hashem. But in the second he kills Mashiach Hashem, you know what's happening? There is no Shol Kayom. If there is no Shol, Kol Zman there is Mashiach Hashem, the Na'a Moleki comes and tells him, I killed Shol. At that moment, David, who is standing the Missy zone that he cannot do any harm to Novel HaKamen B'dimoyed V'malchus, why? Because Shol Kaim V'loyotza Tivacho Bo'ilom, at that moment, he tells him, An Ato Araktas Mashiach Hashem, so I'm a Melech. If I'm a Melech, I can kill you B'din HaMolech. Till 2 minutes ago, if I don't know that Shol is Kaim, I can't kill you B'din HaMolech. Why? Because Milchemes HaMolech, Shitas HaRamban, Shitas HaRaim, he told me Milchom HaMelech. Ato At that moment, David becomes a king. At that moment that David hears the news from the Na'a Moleki, he becomes a melech. If he becomes a melech, then he has to be to kill him between a melech. And the kavane was that he killed Shol and he kills him. If we're going to be dan midin roitzeach, you're right. There is no difference between a peasant, a homeless, and a king. You're not allowed to kill any yid basher u'shol. But when you're going to kill him, Midin HaMolech, Shol does kill him, Midin HaMolech. He doesn't kill him, not Midin HaMolech. He kills him, Midin HaMolech. But Picha Ona B'chok Yoraktas Mashiach Hashem, he's not killing him. Mechilta says B'feirish, the Kach Ne'ema Midor Dor. We're talking about Mechias HaMolech. He kills him, Midin HaMolech. No, Picha Ona B'chok, Ki Ato, you said you killed Mashiach Hashem, so Mele, at this moment, I am became acting Melech. Bris Krovet Gizokhti, Bar Mitzvah Bochi used to come in, he says, the erste Zach is, Zog Ba'avarab, Zos Mechava Zayn. The erste Mitzvah from the Melech from David, right now, breaking news, as soon as this Na'a Moleki comes over to him, he makes him into a Melech. If he makes him into a Melech, the erste Mitzvah, Oivel HaSiyosom, he has to kill him. He kills him within a Molech. No Vos. We have a problem. Ain't no Domesim Atzmai Rosha. The problem is, the whole reason why Shaul, the whole reason why David becomes a Melech is because this Gera Moleki comes in and tells me a Shtikl Torah that I killed him. So the Teretz is, Avdem Shteit Rambam Miro Ashoy. In other words, like this, all the pieces are fit together. The reason why David is Mekabel the Oido from the Oidos Baldin, the Rambam's Kasha, the Rambam says the Teretz, that was a Miro Ashoy. In other words, somebody came, what's a Miro Ashoy? So given a Nevuah to David, accept this Nevuah, accept this Hoidor from the king, from this eagle. So now the reason why he's killing him, so somebody comes in and asks you a question, you read after here, what's happening over here? Why did he kill him? Not keep shooting, he killed him Medin Roitzeach. He killed him Medin Amalek. So then what? He would have become a Yid. If he would become a Yid, he wasn't Amalek. If he wasn't Amalek, there's no mitzvah b'chias Amalek. No niska David boy is a shosh im yove mi kol u mishe boy mi kablu o mi David u me amolek beis ole kablu. So meile the geiris is null and void. Mi meile remains a fleshi ke amoleki. If he makes a fleshi ke amoleki, it's totally. I have to kill him. If I am a regular person, lo yotza tiva chum boilom, because shol is kayom, so I cannot kill him. Because I'm not a melech. But in the second, I am a kabel yoido. And why am I a kabel yoido? Because, shteit nirama mashtikol teyeh, the Yidoh as Baldin was a Rasho, Mimela as Mekabel Yidoh, Mimela, I know now that you killed Mashiach Hashem, Mimela, you just crowned me to become a king, once I'm a king, I can kill you, B'din Melech. And I would like to close the loop. The reason why, when this is a Begert from my Rebbe, Reb Shul Hordner, was the Brisker over to Ibrahim Gizok from Rabshul Horner. Why did he tell him, Kasha Shiklam, Inoshim Charbecho, go back? Let's move backwards to the Milchama of Milchemes Amalek, where Shmuel kills Agog and he tells him, Kasha Shiklam, Inoshim Charbecho, Kadishkam, Nosh Mimecho. Why does he kill the Medin, Oitzeach, and not Medin Amalek? He says, you know why? Because at that moment, Shmuel tells him in the Nevuah, you ois melech. If you ois melech, you can't kill Amalek anymore. Shmuel can't kill Amalek anymore. There's no melech b'Yisrael. At that moment, there's no melech b'Yisrael. If there's no melech b'Yisrael, so mimele, he has to kill him midin retzech, not midin melech. Even though we're saying right now, the lemaisa shol remain them. Biyachas to David, Shaul was not a melech, but biyachas to Shaul, he lost his melucha. There is such kind of a bein haprokim where David and Shaul are mishamish keachas. David is crowned. At this moment, David was not crowned yet. We're talking about before the crown. This is mamish the maises that he batches up and he loses the melucha. Kodesh Baruch Hu at that moment made the gzeiru yoyz melech. So whatever melucha you need, yoyz melech, you cannot kill a molek anymore. Yes, that's nine man hashtikot. That's what we heard from the Rebbe. Yoron Surik, the Briskov Shtaka Noga from Rabshul Hordner, he didn't kill him, he didn't Amalek, he didn't Melech, is because Korah Hashem is Mamloch is Israel, and the Ramban and the Yireim say that once he's Ois Melech, there is no mitzvah Mechias Amalek. Ad Kan Lishen. I'm just stretching it weiter. I'm saying here he killed him, Yemidin Amalek. And the reason why is that this, of course, Malchus that happened by Shaul, who remained the king of Beyachas to David, Adayin Lo Yotza Tivacho Bo'olam, at that moment that we were mekabel the edus midin l'roasho, that moment we know that David became David Melech Yisrael Chavikai, and the Mishicha was there, and the Liyot Sativa Chobo Eilom. Shmuel was a Melech, it says, it's a,